Praise the Lord. All right. In other words, take your seat, please. That's just for you, Gary. Gary comes often enough to remember that we get started after 10 after 12, but he is not always ready to start. Gary has brought a special person with him today that'll be introducing himself in a few minutes. In fact, we got some people here that I haven't seen in a long time. Wayne will stand and introduce himself in a minute. He's been here a time or two, but it's been years ago. And we in the real estate business are used to people changing careers and changing directions and all like that. And Wayne will be able to tell you what he's doing when it comes his turn to introduce himself. Eddie Mayfield is back. He missed last week. And in fact, I'm going to have Eddie come up and just ask God's blessing on the meeting. Let's welcome Eddie Mayfield.
Thank you, Larry. Hey, I want to say thanks to you guys for praying for my mom last week. And I'm not saying that just to be polite. I'm saying I really mean that. Thank you so much. Mom had a lot of issues. She has Parkinson's. She ended up with pneumonia. And a lot of you have been through all this. My mom's 90 years old. My dad's 92. Dad just got out of the hospital. Pneumonia. Dad seems to spring back pretty well, do pretty well. But, you know, it's just a thing my brothers and I are trying to decide what we're going to do. And I appreciate your prayers and continued prayers in that regard. It's good to see everybody. Man, it's a blessed, beautiful day out there. Day of nice, and it's a day that God's given us this little merciful break right here in the middle of summer. It's just so nice out there. And it's good to see all you guys here. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for, being our God. Father, there's nobody like you. Father, we can't even comprehend how big and wonderful and great you are. But Father, you have told us that you love us. And Father, even that's hard for us to sometimes really get our arms around, the fact that you could love us. But Father, you told us you do. Father, you love us more than anyone else loves us. And Father, you prove that, Father, by sending Jesus down on the cross for our sins, Lord, not just for the sins that we have committed, but the sins that we will commit. And Father, we could not thank you enough for that. Father, thank you for saving us, or for cleansing us, Lord, for making us righteous before you, when, Lord, we have no righteousness of our own, but only yours. Lord, I thank you for that. Lord, I thank you for Larry and Hines and their dedication and commitment all these years to, Lord, to meet here and, Lord, just make this restaurant a holy place, Father, where we get together. Lord, we thank you for that. Lord, please bless our food in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
You know, one of the things I thought about this morning when I was thinking about what to share here, I've been thinking about several days on the light we should be. As Christians, we should be something that others are attracted to, or at least notice that there's something different. I think many times we forget about one aspect of that light that I'll share with you in just a minute that doesn't always come to mind. One of the things that I wrote down here, something that I heard Bill Johnson say, choosing to fellowship with people who make me stronger is wise, and as it provides me with momentum for great faith and the ability to stand alone when the moment calls for it. That's right on, Wayne, with what we were talking about just a few minutes ago. The ability to stand alone when the moment calls for it. There's sometimes that I think it's becoming more often in my life where I feel like I'm standing alone because nobody else understands. But you know, when we talk about choosing fellowship with other people who make me stronger, that is God. The provision. Eddie and I had a biscuit yesterday morning and talked about God's provision in their lives. And we had such a great conversation. I couldn't wait till today to tell Eddie what I had to share. And I called him and he didn't answer his phone. It turns out he was in practice, but he called me back. And I think it was really unique when you spend time like that that provokes thoughts and deeper understanding of what was said during that conversation. And I can always see God doing something when you're around the right kind of people. When you understand that not only are we gathered here in this room, God's here also. And we open up our hearts, open up our minds and our eyes, open up our ears, and we receive from Him a message that maybe somebody doesn't even exactly say. But you put the thing together, what they did say, and tie it with the circumstance you're in, behold, there's direction. That's the way God works for me. I had in mind with the light, Matthew 5:14, you're the light of the world. And here's the other thing that I was, the other aspect of being the light of the world. The light of the world is not only to draw attention to the light, but think about what the light shows in the darkness. As it shines in the darkness, there are things revealed because of the light that you wouldn't have seen otherwise. If we are that light in other people's lives, doesn't it mean that we will cause them to come into an understanding? We will be used as part of the works of God that will enable others to grow, to understand, to get direction. Yes, we are part of the way God communicates to other people. We think about our testimony and how powerful that is, how that really shines the light, how God worked in our life. And it makes others believe that God will indeed work in their life. In fact, you know, I was thinking about David this morning, the book of Samuel. He was going to go fight Goliath, and he used his testimony. You remember that? He says, well, when a lion got one of the lambs, I went and killed that lion. And a bear, when they got one of the lambs, I went and took care of that. That testimony convinced Saul that David could go and fight Goliath. That testimony. When we think about the light being serving different things in different ways. In Psalm 119:105, it says, the word is a lamp for my feet, a light to my path. So there's the way it is, keep you from stumbling, but it also lights up the way that we are to go. And as that way is lit up, and we understand that direction, and we move toward that path, down that path that has been lit up by that light, we start to understand a comfort, peace, and joy that we didn't know was attainable. And many times the world will pull you down. The world will make you feel like you've lost contact, but it only takes a millisecond to say, God, I got this. I'm focusing on the wrong thing. In fact, I can't even see the part that I'm concerned about. Our worries, many times those worries will cause us to lose focus and even look away from the light into the darkness because we don't know what's there. We need to change the direction of that vision and look to the thing we know for certain. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, it is for certain you have eternal life. It is for certain that not only Jesus Christ lives within you, the Holy Spirit and God Himself is part of who you are. And as Jesus gave the great commission to take the gospel to all parts of the world, we're supposed to be doing that. We may not be getting on a jet and flying over to Africa. We may not be going on mission trips, but we can do it right where we are. In fact, I've said before, the Lord has brought the world to us here in Atlanta, Georgia. I think as we understand our role and we understand that we need to be receptive to others and their situation. August of last year, I agreed to pay a referral on a commercial piece of property, and I got it under contract. It's supposed to close at the end of this month. The person who that referral has paid is going to be paid to constantly is bugging me. And I'm thinking, man, leave me alone. I'll let you know when it closes, you know. Well, yesterday I responded to an email. We're on track. I've talked with the buyer, and he's going to let me know for sure if we're going to close next week. And at Virtual Properties, we have something called a VPR number 118, where you list where all that commission goes. And I responded, didn't I send you a copy of that 118 that I turned in at the office? She said, no, I never received it. And I sent it to her. And she responded and thanked me. She said, if you've got anything I can help you with, I would sure like to. I have been taking care of my mother for the last 6 months. And she finally passed away. But now my dad is ill. And I'm having to take care of him. My real estate business is not where it needs to be. I just don't have anything going on. And I thought, wow, I responded correctly. For her to open up with me, and I told her that I would think about it and see if there's something I could do. But, you know, we don't know those things. I thought she was just badgering me, not trusting me to pay her 25% of that commission. But lo and behold, she really has a need. Let's don't be quick to judge others on their reason for their actions. Let's try to develop a relationship where we might be able to at least pray with them so that we can understand that it's not always like we think it is. And as Wayne and I were talking a while ago, you know, I'm facing more things now that I never faced before. Eddie and I talked about this yesterday morning. We're facing things that there are no easy answers to. We just got to figure out as we go. But you know what is really reassuring? To know that we don't have all the answers, but we're connected to the one that does. And there are no surprises to God. All these things He has under control, whether we like it or not. Sometimes we don't like the results. But I'm not going to rebel against God. I'll say, show me, Father. Just show me what I'm supposed to understand about this. And that mental makeup of being in compliance with God and recognizing Him keeps me right on track with where I need to be, with my light shining, and my light shining bright enough and down the path to where I can see where I'm going and I can go forward confidently. Let's just praise the Lord together.
Thanks, Larry. My name is Heinz Wegener, and Larry and I have had the privilege of co-hosting this meeting since 1985. The purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. Our main speakers are always businessmen who profess Christ, who are not in full-time ministry and currently employed. And we believe that was the original vision of a dairy farmer from Costa Mesa, California, named Demas Shakarian, who started an organization some 40 years ago called Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship International, which was what we kind of spun this luncheon off from. But we recommend no teaching, preaching, or selling for our main speaker, but just share how Jesus has impacted his life. And as Larry shared, it's through the testimony that we can impart faith for God to do the same thing in your life too. I was miraculously healed of alcohol March 3rd, 1984 at my first Full Gospel Businessmen's Meeting Fellowship, and have prayed for other men that have had that similar problem that have been delivered of alcohol. And part of it is I know it works. Anyway, also, I will not be here next week. My 87-year-old uncle went to be with the Lord. He was kind of in declining health. He was a farmer, and lived in his farmhouse for many years. Finally, 5 or 6 months ago, I had to go to assisted living and kind of went downhill. I used to call him every Wednesday before I came to the luncheon and talk to him, and so we're going up there for the funeral, and I won't be back in time for next month's meeting. But one of the things that occurred to me is he was 87, and I'm 72. If I live that long, I'm going to live to be 110, because the retirement age at our company is 105, and I want at least 5 good years of retirement. So, but but if it's 87, I have 15 years. Now, 15 years doesn't seem like a lot of time. In fact, I heard of the story of a man who was not living life intentionally. He was doing things that, you know, didn't give him time with his family. So he put a marble for every day he thought he would live based on his family background and heritage and so on. And he would take a marble out every day to signify that he had one less day to live. Well, he got to the end of the marbles, and he said, well, I guess from now on, I'm living on the grace of God. But some way to make us sensitive to the time we have and make it count. Often that means not being, you know, a big successful businessman, but taking care of our kids, you know, going to their baseball games or softball games or whatever, and just loving those that God has given us to love. So we want to encourage you in that. If you're here for the first time and you feel comfortable doing so, stand where you are and briefly give us your name, where you work, how you found out about the meeting, and if you're in a job transition, the kind of work you're looking for. So anybody want to introduce themselves? Okay.
Me, Larry. Larry's in my men's community group, and he just invited me to come and see what was going on. I'm retired.
105?
No, my company didn't have that. They didn't have retirement.
So. Right.
You just work till you drop. But anyway, awesome. Glad to be here.
Welcome. Good to have you. Thank you, Joe. Anybody else? Quickly? Yes, sir.
My name is Roger Marshall. I'm a national director for the Birdwell Foundation for PTSD. I met Gary here, and I'm definitely a Christian, and our organization is based on Christian principles.
Thank you. Appreciate your service and what you've done, Roger. Thank you so much. Anybody else? First time?
Okay. My name is Wayne Stoneback, and I was in real estate for 34 years. I had... Fortunately, when I got in the business, I had a gentleman who was much, much older than me that kind of brought me along, Stacy Burton. And as a matter of fact, Stacy brought me here for the first time probably 6 or 7 years ago.
Wow.
And Larry and I, we were in the same office with Stacy for a long time. But at the tender age of 61, I changed careers. I worked corporate in real estate for 7 or 8 years, and they just beat it out of me. And I love working with individuals, so I work with Morgan Stanley now as a financial advisor.
Wonderful. Welcome. Good to have you. Good to have you back. Thank you. Anybody else? First time? Okay, let me cue up. You all must